Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kubikian.
And good morning. I'm Jane Marie Schaefer.
Hi, Jane Marie. Jane Marie, I could barely see you. You keep shifting over a little bit. Is it, you just don't like looking at me on the radio?
We have these strange walls here in this studio.
No, the chair keeps rolling.
No, John, she keeps going around the corner here.
You know, we just oiled that chair. Maybe that's why.
That's probably why.
Yeah, it keeps going towards the wall, so. Yeah.
Well, good morning, everyone. Jane Marie and I are two of the attorneys at the Herzog Law Firm, and we're here every weekend talking to you about estate planning and Medicaid planning. It's a call-in show, and the call-in number is, well, I hear it's a call-in show. We had one call last week. It lasted about 30 seconds, but it was a good call.
It was a good call.
It's a call-in show, and the call-in number is 518-476-5900. If you have a fact pattern and you don't want to talk about it on the radio with all our millions and millions of listeners, I understand. You can come to one of our offices in Albany, Clifton Park, Saratoga Springs, or down in Kingston, and you could reach us on the office line. Oh, geez. 518-465-7581.
You got it.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? I'm in a great mood, by the way. I don't know if you could tell.
I can tell. You were dancing when I came in.
Well, it wasn't really me. It's Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
And he does that to people, apparently. But, well, ask me why I'm in a good mood, Jane Marie. Ask me.
Why are you in a good mood, Dave?
Because of these four numbers. 53, 57, 57, and 53. Do you know what those numbers represent?
Did you win Lotto?
No.
Age?
No. Those are the high temperatures on four consecutive days in Albany, New York.
I should have known.
That is great. Yes.
We did it. I'm proud of everybody. Everyone out there.
Spring comes on Monday.
You know, a lot of people could have been really negative about this storm we got a couple days ago, and no one was. I think everyone looked at the forecast and they said, all right, this is all gone in a week.
Yeah, It'll melt.
And I heard on the, you know, right before we went on, Monday, 5:24 p.m., it's a big moment.
Spring.
Spring will have sprung.
Spring solstice.
That is one of my favorite moments of the year.
We're counting it
the
down.
Beginning of spring?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The end of winter.
So you don't know about the egg trick on the solstice.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
John, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I do. You take an egg and you try to, it should balance itself on a table without any help.
Because of the earth's, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details. I just remember of all my years in radio doing it with a morning show partner year after year after year. It's a myth.
Well, you know, John.
It's a myth. It really doesn't work. I mean, if you have an egg with a little bit of a flat bottom on it, you can balance it.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. Jane Marie, you have eggs.
I have lots of eggs.
Yeah, you could really hammer it. You could debunk this myth, perhaps.
Not a hard-boiled egg. It's got to be a regular egg. It's got to be,
I have about four dozen of those in the kitchen right now.
If you do a hard-boiled egg, that's cheating.
That's cheating.
That doesn't work. Yeah. It's got to be a regular egg.
So you stand it up and it balances?
And it's got to be a chicken egg.
It's supposed to balance.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So get back to us next week.
You can try it.
With your results.
There's going to be a dozen cracked eggs all over my kitchen.
But if you, you don't do it exactly at 5, what is it, 24? What did I say?
5:24 p.m.
24, yes. It may not work.
You have to do it right at that time.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think Jane Marie's kids are going to walk in on her trying to balance eggs. They're going to be like, hey, Dad, we got to talk about Mom.
That's right. They do that already.
Oh, well.
Well, the other reason I'm in a really good mood. So I always kind of think of some stuff I want to talk about. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was an article I wrote. Okay.
Okay.
And it's about the song Hakuna Matata.
Okay.
You know that song?
I love that
song. The Lion King?
Yes. Seen that movie several times.
Neat.
So I was like, I don't think I'm going to talk about it. And I went to get my coffee this morning at Starbucks, Latham Starbucks.
Yeah.
What song do you possibly think is playing when I walk
kidding.
In and grab my coffee?
Oh, you're kidding.
I don't know what the odds are of that. I think it's pretty steep.
I think I've never heard that song at a Starbucks.
No. Yeah, <I know. laughs> That's funny.
It's unbelievable.
It's an omen.
I'm like, it's an omen.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a good omen.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure it is. Oh, yeah.
Well, so...
Do they still have the pistachio coffee at Starbucks?
I'm sure they do.
Because it looks green. Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
The green coffee for St. Patrick's Day? Anybody doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, Hakuna Matata, you know what that means?
No.
I forgot.
What's it mean?
It means no, literally the lyrics of the song. So Lion King, right, the movie, mm-hmm. and then it's Broadway. So the reason why I had written something about it is because we went, me and my wife and the kids, around New Year's, we went to see Lion King at Broadway.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Amazing show.
Oh, right? I'll bet.
Yeah. And they sang the song Hakuna Matata, and mm-hmm. you know, there's a song called Circle of Life. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Was, oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert, you know, right. like the, oh, yeah. the dad dies and yes. a lot of stuff going on. Right. And so I'm thinking, oh my God, all this other stuff and work stuff and my parents and whatever. Hakuna Matata means, the lyrics are, it means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy.
And that's yeah. pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, wait a minute. That doesn't work in real life. That works with, you know.
But we'd like it to, you know.
Yeah. So I wrote an article about how if you take that approach to your long-term care mm-hmm. or your, you know, estate planning and stuff, Jamie, it doesn't work. It's just putting your head in the sand. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nice to say everything's going to be great.
Right.
That's being a positive person. It's great being glass half full. Right? That's great.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't want to be glass half empty.
Right.
You know, if the glass is quarter full, you can't say the glass is full, right? You got to deal with the yeah. fact that it's quarter full.
If everything's going to be great, you got to make it great.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you have to have some sort of plan because mm-hmm. the things are going to happen. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Things are going to happen anyway. And so you need to have some sort of estate plan or a trust, Jamie, something so that you could have less worries for right. the rest of your days. I mean, it's nice to say, nothing to worry about. But, you know, they were saying that in the movie as they're eating bugs and stuff, just so you know. Like, right?
We may have to do that in the future.
Yeah. Well, you know? Okay. So, no. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
And then it was playing yeah. at Starbucks. It blows my mind.
How did they hold up Baby Simba in the Broadway play?
Oh. So, the way they did everything, like, I mean, how do they have giraffes and elephants
well,
and
true.
Everything?
That's
it was, you know, like...
They got people with those big, long...
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. So there were people on stilts that were giraffes right. and you know, like the hedgehog, is that what the warthog? Like those
yes.
characters were
yeah.
just
amazing
people
effects.
Wearing black suits oh, okay, that are, you know, holding stuff. It's great.
Well, because we have cats and one of our favorite things to do is pick up the cat.
Oh, do you do the Lion
yeah.
King thing?
Yeah, we do. That's right.
I'm sure the cat loves that.
The cat hates
oh,
us.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, I also had an estate planning topic, and I talked to you about this yesterday.
Yes.
It involves a 103-year-old. Do you
yes,
remember this?
I do remember
so
this.
John, you won't believe this.
103. Oh, yeah. This is the same person you were talking about last week?
No.
No, it was somebody
different,
else. Okay.
Different
oh,
person.
No, that was okay. Yeah, okay.
So.
I got it.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Meet with a family about their 100-year-old mother who's about to go into a nursing home.
Right.
And I said, okay, well, you know, you never, you know, they have a revocable trust is the kind of trust she did. So it does nothing for the long-term care.
Was the mom in the meeting?
I don't think she was. She was okay. like being placed.
Okay.
So it was like the sons.
Right.
So, well, you know, she's got several hundreds of thousands, you know, $500,000-$600,000. And I said, well, we can okay. do this loaning gift plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jamie, I'm going to ask you in a moment, if you don't mind explaining the idea of how we could save half mm-hmm. people's money, because people think you only plan 5 years ahead of time or you're you know, out of luck.
Right.
So well, we could do this plan where we could save half of the $600,000 roughly. So we could save $300,000, but you're not really going to see that savings the way the math works unless mom lives past 102 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, it's not worth the money to pay you guys to save us money if she gets to 102 and a half. Because
right.
chances
That's
are right. she won't get there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess who got there?
Did they come back in with their heads down?
Yeah. No, not their heads down. They're amazed.
Okay.
We're all amazed. So
sure.
mom is 103
oh, yeah.
now.
Doing
right.
fine, I hope.
Well, as
well,
good
I
as
mean,
you could think, but not,
yes.
you know, right. the end is not near. There's no expiration date uh-huh. on her.
Wonderful.
And there's a pile of money left, about $400,000 less. Is left. It has been 3 years in a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
After
yeah.
all.
Paying privately.
Eats away that money.
Yeah. But there's still a couple hundred grand. And mm-hmm. so we talked about doing the same kind of plan where if mom can see the fall, we mm-hmm. hope she does. She's mm-hmm. doing well so far. It'll make sense to do that. So I think we're going to end up doing that. again, another thing that blows my mind has been blown many times this week, apparently, because at 100, you know, it's tough to think, yeah, 102 and 103, yeah, not a problem. Let's do that thing.
You'd say you're kind of crazy to do that at 100.
I you know, right. We're not used car salesmen. We're not going to tell someone and convince someone that their mother's going to live to 103 if they're 100 and about to go into a nursing home. But it happened. So now we're adjusting, and, you know, we always say it's never too late, Jay Marie, and it's true.
This is the upper reaches of it's never too late.
Yeah, this is. So this gifted loan thing, talk about difficult to explain on the radio. This is where I turn it over to Jay Marie, by the way. This is, Jay Marie. How does that all work?
So the gifted loan, the way that works is if you give away money, you have a penalty period, right? So based on how much money you give away. So you're going to take half of your money, give it away. And then, so now you have a penalty period where Medicaid won't pay for your nursing home. So how are you going to pay for it? Well, you take the other half of the money and you loan it to your son in exchange for a promissory note. And the promissory note payments, guess what? They equal pretty much the payments to the nursing home. And the promissory note matches the length of the penalty period. So you pay throughout the penalty period. And then at the end of that time, the gifted money is yours to keep.
John, it's not fair that we made Jamari do that. It's a tough slog.
It is. And there's nothing to draw on to show you how to do.
Yeah. The idea, and Jamari did a great job, it's we could save 50 cents of every dollar, kind of worst case. And whether that makes sense or not, whether we get through the length of the time we need to save the 50 cents depends on, you know, how dad and mom are doing and so on. And sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you try to do it and maybe it will work or it won't work. The general idea, though, is the larger amount of money that is unprotected. Yes, we could save half of it, but that means we're going to not save the other half. If you got 400 grand, we're going to save you $200,000. My God, that's great. Until we tell you, well, we didn't save you the other 200. That's why these trusts become so important, because if you plan 5 years ahead of time, you don't have to be satisfied with just saving 50 cents of every dollar. We can save 100 cents of every dollar.
You could have saved the whole 400,000.
Right? Yeah.
But not everyone wants to come in and do a plan like that, right?
Absolutely.
Some seniors just don't want to face the fact, you know, that they may need to go into a nursing home.
Some people think Hakuna Matata, and they think it's all going to be great. The other lesson in it, though, is that, and this was my note, and it's never, ever too late. Truly, it's never too late, as long as, John, this is important, everyone out there has a good power of attorney that allows your agents to do the loan that Jay Marie's talking about.
And you guys do talk about that a lot.
To me, it's the most important thing that we do, the power of attorney.
Okay.
Yeah, that happens all the time. I was looking at a client's power of attorney this week because they couldn't come in and we were going to do a trust plan. And the power of attorney didn't have the gifting rider, or not the gifting rider, the gifting powers checked off.
This happens. Do you have a power of attorney? Oh, yeah, I got a power of attorney for mom. Well, could we see it? And does it have a gifting power? Well, yeah, I could gift. Yeah, it says $10,000 I can gift a year.
Right.
That's not it.
That's not it. So that's not going to let you set up a trust. Because, well, you're presumably putting more than $10,000 in your trust.
That's right. Let's get into that, Jamari, but we're going to get into it right after our break. We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, Executive Woods in Clifton Park, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Harry, please call us during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us at our Albany office, call 518-465-7581. Our Saratoga Springs office, 518-581-8131. Our Clifton Park office at 518-952-4010. And our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kubikian.
And I'm Jay Marie Schaefer.
And Jay Marie and I, in the first half of the show, we're talking about everything from The Lion King. By the way, guys, what a great time for Albany. Spring is coming. The weather's looking good.
Yeah. Right.
Hamilton, the show Hamilton, is at Proctor's.
Right. Multiple shows.
The NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Right.
Is at the, MVP Arena?
Yes.
Okay, not the Pepsi or...
can't call it that
anymore,
Jay Marie.
Okay, Jamie.
Sorry.
Not the TU Center either.
Or the
MVP Arena. Someone paid a lot of money for that, Jay Marie.
Sorry, MVP.
Right, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, MVP. And, Jay Marie doesn't care about this. John, you do. Toto, the band Toto was in town.
No, I don't care about that.
My daughter and I went. Song Africa.
Oh, you took your daughter. Toto. Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
You know...
Did you tell her all about the song Rosanna?
We listened to it.
Okay.
They were smart, though. They went, the last two songs that the band played was Rosanna and Africa.
Okay, they're big hits,
Yeah.
Right.
Her first reaction, actually, we walked in and she said, why are they so old?
Oh, well, they're well-seasoned.
They're well-seasoned. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
So in the first half of the show, we were talking about the Lion King show, movie and the song called Hakuna Matata. We were talking about it's never too late because it's never too late to plan as long as you have a really good power of attorney can do this gift and loan plan that Jay Marie was describing. A lot of times, Jay Marie, the power of attorney that you're seeing is not up to snuff and we have to do a new one or cross our fingers that mom or dad is okay, I guess, to do a new one.
Right, that's a concern if you don't have that gifting rider in there. So when I'm going over a power of attorney and they see the gifting, they're like, oh, I don't want my kids to gift money to themselves. And I'm like, well, it's not just for that, right?
So, Jamie, hold on. The power of attorney you're giving someone else power to do stuff.
Yes.
Okay, and in New York, they divide stuff into two categories. And the one category is easy. Like the real reason you're doing the power of attorney is to pay bills for mom, talk to the insurance company, be able to file tax returns, and mess with their retirements and do whatever you got to do to help them handle, quote unquote, I always say handle your affairs.
That's right. Yeah.
And then there's a whole other section.
Right.
Which is the same types of transact, real estate or banking or whatever, but the actual kind of transaction is technically considered a gift.
That's right.
And people freak out because they hear the word gift. And the legal definition of gift is where you get less than fair market value in return for something. So if you sell something, it's not a gift because you get money equal to the value of the house. If you take your house and you put it into a trust, the signature on that deed, that was a gift from you to your trust. So if you just go one more step, if it's one day your kids need to create this trust or add to it or do literally a loan and gift plan where it's an actual gift, you have to do more than just the handle my affairs powers. New York won't allow it. They don't want someone to accidentally initial gifting when they didn't mean it. So they have this whole other section, which in our power of attorney is four pages long.
Right. It's very detailed. Yes. And it includes the powers to deal with trusts.
Right. So the idea with the gifting part is we just want someone to be able to do everything you could have done yourself, but it includes this heavy duty planning. A lot of times when people do a power of attorney online or different websites and stuff, and you could tell, and Jay Marie, she's got a good eye, John. She could tell in 3 seconds.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's online power of attorney.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get anything past her.
Not at all.
But it'll have a gifting line in it, and it'll be an old power of attorney. It actually is not valid if it's a new version of that. It's got to look look different. But it'll say gifting, and it gives you this false sense of security because the level of gifting is too low. It's 10 grand or, it's the then annual gift exemption, which last week, I think you said, Jamie, was 17,000.
That's right. That's
great. 17 grand. That's a lot of gifting. I don't gift 17,000 a year. When we're transferring your house to the trust and your house is worth more than 17 grand, it doesn't work.
That's right.
And when, sons come in for a 103-year-old mom and she's got, 200 grand and we need to gift 100 to save it and do this complicated loan and gift plan, the 17 grand doesn't cut it.
That's right. So you need that power of attorney to set up the trust to gift money. It's not like you're just saying, okay, I'm going to have a really big birthday gift for myself.
Do you want to talk about the G word? at all, Jamboree? If they didn't do the power of attorney the right way.
The G word isn't gift?
It's not gift.
The other one.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, well. Oh, I have an interesting case, but yes, a guardianship.
So get this, John. Mm-hmm. If you have a power of attorney, but it didn't have the right kinds of powers, and, you know, if mom isn't able to do a new one.
Yeah, right.
And you may think she's all right, or we may think she's all right. I had actually, real quick, back pattern, Jamboree, where I was in a skilled nursing facility, and they were like, very protective of mom because she's in the memory care ward, and they said, well, she doesn't have capacity to sign a power of attorney. I said, well, with all due respect, that's not your call.
Right.
That's true.
And it's my call if I feel that my client has the capacity and I'm willing to be a witness to it and I have a little test and whatever. But the problem was I didn't have a second witness with me.
Oh, you need that witness, right.
Okay, and the normally it's a nurse, an RN, a social worker, someone will be willing to be the witness.
Right.
Even though the client was in the memory care, they were sharp. They were great.
Right.
So it became a challenge. But I'm sorry, go ahead. So guardianships.
Yes, so guardianships. So guardianships, and I was on the phone for almost an hour yesterday with a new client, potential guardianship for her father, explaining the process and how much it costs and how many lawyers are involved. And
so I assume that, that dad didn't have a power of attorney.
Dad did not have a power of attorney, and dad has, I mean, he hasn't been diagnosed with anything because he won't go to the doctor, but he's doing irrational things like trying to buy a $150,000 car and driving when he shouldn't be driving, and, like, just doing, making all kinds of bad decisions and refusing to go to the doctor.
It makes it tough for the caregiver, too.
Well, that's just not a regular run-of-the-mill guardianship.
True, so it's a little more,
The idea, guys, is that a guardianship involves the courts and involves formally taking away somebody's power to do things on their own and transact, and you're formally giving it to someone else, and that's not just something the court does. So they're, you know, they make a federal case out of it, and there's an attorney for dad in that case. There's a essentially like a temporary guardian, a court evaluator in it. You're obviously retaining an attorney. It adds up to well over $10,000 just about every time.
That's what I
And that's even when there isn't a big hearing or trial about it. It sounds like dad's going to clean up nice. Right?
We were talking because she was concerned because she said he can sound reasonable.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, well, don't worry. Court evaluator is a trained professional, right? Court evaluator is going to talk to all the different people involved. I don't think that the court evaluator will be deceived by your father.
I sure hope not, because the decision to do something like that, that's like the third rail for daughter. I mean, because like he may burn everything down. He may say, you're out of the will. I have nothing to do with you anymore.
Exactly what she was afraid of is that it's going to ruin her relationship with him. And I said, we have to go, you know, we went over the pros and the cons. I said, he's probably only going to get worse, right? And I said, I think if you do something now to help him, he may be mad at you temporarily, right? But a year or so from now, after he's had proper medical treatment, it may not be that bad.
Yeah, and hopefully the attorney the court assigns for him is able to explain to him, you know, this is not a, you know, anyone's out to get you. There are some legitimate concerning things you're trying to do.
Right.
You know, it's also, I guess, not daughter's call as to when dad's able to drive or not, but if she's concerned.
Oh, so he was out driving with someone and he fell asleep at the wheel and someone else had to grab the wheel.
Well, I've done that.
Back in your college days.
That's obviously not good. It's not just his safety. It's the safety of everybody else on the road.
And, yeah, of course.
Wow, what a tough. I hope that he comes to his senses, because if he just agrees to get some help, he could still have as much level of autonomy as possible.
Right. And he just needs to be safe, and his money needs to be safe. He can't be giving it away to strangers, which he's been trying to do. So.
Oh, that's...
Well, not a stranger, I should say. No, someone who was a contractor at the house who decided to be his assistant.
Oh, the contractor who sees a opportunity.
That's right.
It's right. Tough, and shame on anyone out there doing that. It's,
Yeah. But it happens too often.
Yeah.
Sadly, yeah.
We have a couple minutes left here, Jamie. I did scribble something else down, and I wrote down puppet shows, chauffeurs, and toasters.
Puppet shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are all ways that I try to describe to clients what their relationship is to their trustee when they do a Medicaid trust. Because it's an irrevocable trust, and everyone thinks, oh my God, irrevocable. But we all know, at least the three of us for sure know, irrevocable doesn't mean what you think it means.
Do kids know what puppet shows are these days?
What do you mean? Of course they do.
Do they still do puppet shows for children?
Yeah.
I don't know if they do puppet shows, but we watched The Sound of Music a week and a half ago.
Right.
There's a puppet show there.
Yeah. That's right.
I think you know what puppet... Like, one of the kids' toys is like a little puppet show thing they could put on.
I didn't know if that had just gone away or not.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Jane Marie. I don't know.
Everything's...
Yeah. I'm trying to think back. My grandkids.
Jane Marie, while you're... After you check on all those eggs and report back to us, I want you to Google whether puppet shows still exist, and let's figure this out.
Let's do that.
I'm sure they do. They must.
Well, so, and you know, 2 minutes left now. The analogy on the puppet shows is that when you do a trust and you have, you know, like this Medicaid trust, you are not the trustee. Somebody else is. They are the signatory of the trust. People think this kind of trust means you lose power. No, you don't. You are the puppet master.
That's right.
And your trustee and even your beneficiaries dangle at the end of strings that you are holding.
That's right.
And if you need them to put on a puppet show, we need puppets for a puppet show.
Mm-hmm.
But you decide who your puppets are going to be. And if you don't like what they're doing, we can, you know,
you
cut them out and tie another puppet up there. And more importantly to me, just because someone is the signatory of the trust, it doesn't mean that they can do things when you're not looking. Your puppets don't dance by themselves. They can't take money out of this trust. You need to be orchestrating all of it. You're the puppet master. It's a puppet show.
Mm. Right.
The puppeteer.
The trust prohibits them from taking out principal.
The same thing goes for the, you know, chauffeurs. So, you know, if you're sitting in the back of the car being driven, you're a big shot. You're, you know, John Gabriel.
That's right, yeah.
People are driving around town.
I've been in a limo once, but yeah.
Well, someone else's hands are literally on the wheel, but they're driving you around.
Mm-hmm.
You're the boss.
Yep.
But their hands are on the wheel.
And go this way, Yeah.
We don't have time to talk about how toasters fit into that. But
we'll save that one, yeah.
Maybe for another day. But everyone always forgets... Or the financial advisors need to be, you know, taught that irrevocable doesn't quite mean irrevocable. Because you do have these powers of control.
Sometimes, don't you have a client who comes back and said, my financial advisor said I shouldn't do an irrevocable trust?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say, who are they? Where do they live?
That's right.
I want to know right now. Or get in the car.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a conversation to educate them as well, so...
A 1,000%. That goes for accountants as well.
Yes.
I had a call with an accountant earlier this week, and they just needed to know. They were like, is this a grantor trust
or
not?
That's
all they
want
to know. I said, yeah. But for everyone out there, that means it's a kind of trust that's taxed to you, the creator, which is that's a good thing.
That's right.
Life doesn't change. Your taxes are the same way and the same amounts. And so.
That's
right. Have a good
weekend,
everyone.
Enjoy your weekend. I'll let you know how the eggs come out.
Yes, please do.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you'd like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581, the Saratoga office at 518-581-8131, or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.